Blog Talk Radio.
This is Project JJSX.
The one and only 30JK, right here, right now on Blog Talk Radio. This is Jason Kelly, thanking you for joining us today. And the phone number here is 347-857-2310, blogtalkradio.com/JKFX. Oh man, can you dig it? Ladies and gentlemen, I usually keep your old school rolling, but we're not going to waste any time. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get straight to it. Hey, yo, Marley, what you got?
Just kick a little something for them cars that be bumping.
Yeah, all right, but we need a beat that they can front to. Oh, that'll work. Be funky. You know what I'm saying?
Cars ride wild with the booming system. Cars ride wild. Cars ride wild with the booming system.
Funky. For all the cars out there and all the brothers, I like the front they ride. Check it out. You know it's funky, 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 cause you heard it from history. A jam that you love that don't be getting no airplay. Strictly for frontin' when you're riding around. 12 o'clock at night with your windows down. Headlights blinking cause your battery's drained. Armor all on your tires and a big gold chain. Parking outside all the hip-hop spots. Push the EQ and play connect the dots. Leaning to the side, people everywhere. The trunk full of amps, ain't no room for a spare. Big beats bumping with the bass in back. All the sophisticated suckers such a heart attack. Cause they don't understand why I act this way. Pumping up the funky beat until the break of day. It's because I want attention when I'm riding by. And the girls be on my job cause my system's fly.
Cars ride wild with the booming system. Cars ride wild with the booming system.
Just
front. Cars ride wild with the booming system. Cars ride wild with the
wanna ride with a brother like me, cause they be hear me getting funky frequently. They tell me don't drink and drive, I say what is this? Is this? Mind your business. Been passing around, laid back, hypnotized by the funky sound. People in the streets see me bobbing my head while I'm checking out the rapper and the rhyme that he said. I'm frontin', and I don't care if you know. The backseat of my car is like a disco show. You would think I was a good friend of Al Capone. Crazy air freshener, who needs cologne? Bottom, to the top, cruise. It's 3 o'clock, the girlies, they smile. They see me coming, steady humming. I got the funky drummer drumming. My trunk be shaking, vibrating and rattling. Pumping so loud, all the shorties be battling. A right-hand man's here without the swing. Every chance I get, I'm showing off my rings. I can keep it up until the break of dawn. Cause I'm frontin' in my ride and my word is born.
Cars ride wild with the
booming. You know what I mean?
Cars ride wild. Cars ride wild with the booming system. Cars ride wild.
Sunroof open so I can feel a wind blow. I don't give a damn if it cracks my back window. C to the O to the O to the L to the I to the N to the F to the R to the O to the N to the T to the I to the N. That means I'm chilling like Mooney G said. My seat is soft like a bed. They recline way back so I can get real cozy. I got the gangster taste in the place like a bass head would say. I want bass. I want a hit. I want a dose. You're rolling up smiling but you can't come close. my system is pumping loud. Like Rakim said, I wanna move the crowd. I warm it up with Kane, fight the power with PE. Tell the cops he got the chill with EPMD. This is something devastating that'll break your trunk. And remember, Uncle Ella's like the future of the funk. So next time you and your bride pumping it up, just remember, it's cool.
Oh yeah, Jason Kelly, that's right, yeah. And what you just heard right there was LL Cool J's Boomin' System, the theme for the theme song to this faithful fan here. He happens to be my boss over at Raising Cane's, y'all. He is the general manager of Raising Cane here in Lewisville, Texas. Ladies and gentlemen of 30JK Nation, for the first time anywhere, I want to welcome to the mic the Sicilian Stallion, ready for action, Mr. Jeremy DiCarlo. Welcome to 30JK, sir.
Hey, 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 man, I can't believe you just busted that opening song with the LL, brother.
Hey, I have to, man. This is your show today.
Yo, I love that. Can I tell them something about that song, man?
Yeah. Go ahead, man.
All right. So me and JK, we got this thing down, man. We got a lot of young kids here. They don't know some of this old school stuff that we grew up with, man. And boy, me and JK, man, we can just bust it out. We'll just bust out some old rhymes and go line for line. I'll hit a line. He'll hit a line. And, man, that's one of our favorite ones, to just bust out in the middle of peak when things are crazy, hectic. Man, we'll just start going out. I'll walk by JK, and I'll be going, yo, JK.
Yeah, yo.
You know what time it is, baby.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? So, man, it was great seeing you today, and I'm really excited to be a part of your show, JK.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for coming on. Thank you for coming on. 347-857-2310 is the number to call if you want to party hardy with us. Mr. DiCarlo, sir, background time. Go.
Background, man. Well, let me put it to you like this, man. Man, I grew up in New York, okay? Man, the restaurant business was in my blood going back to my grandfather DiCarlo, man, and my grandfather Pape on my mom's side was also, he was a chef, but my grandpa DiCarlo, man, he was what you would call, man, you know, running things in New York, man, with the Italians, brother. He was, he had several different little restaurants and pubs that he was a part of, and the restaurant blood went in, you know, went down to my dad and passed on to me. And that's where I'm at now, man, in the restaurant business. I tell you, I was an engineering major for several years, and I was just bored out of my skull. And I just realized in class, after 3 years of being an engineering major, I was bored. And that's when I decided to switch it over to hotel restaurant management. And that choice changed my life forever, man. It was the best choice I ever made.
Oh, yeah. So what was the name of your first restaurant that you first managed?
That I managed? You know what? I'd have to say that would be Arcadoro Pomodoro. That was more of a fine dining establishment restaurant. They're based out of Dallas. And also, that's where they began. And then they were in Houston. And while I was going to the University of Houston to get my degree there, right out of college, they offered me the most money. I had a lot of opportunities to go with some, you know, corporate type companies. Aficio, the Italian man, he really threw out the dollars at me right in the beginning. But that was a tough little stint, man, working for a privately owned person It could be draining. It was exhausting, very little quality of life, and came out and you know, managed for him for about a year and just knew that for me and for my family, I needed to be in a company that had better opportunities for growth in the long term. And that's when I went to P.F. Chang's and spent about 7 years with them.
Oh, awesome, awesome. And what was this, and where was this P.F. Chang's that you were at?
That P.F. Chang's, well, I opened up back in, let's see, 90, no, I'm sorry. Let's go to 2001. All right, brother, I believe
okay.
It was 2001 is when I opened up the 60th location as an assistant manager at P.F. Chang's, then moved to about 2 years later, opened up the 100th location in the Woodlands, Texas, and then about a year after that, I got promoted to be an operating partner with them, and I took over that's what moved me out to Dallas.
Oh, awesome, awesome. Now, Raising Cane's, everybody knows you from there. Everybody loves them some Jeremy DiCarlo when it comes to Raising Cane's. When was your first experience with them?
Man, believe it or not, I took a little break from the restaurant business when my daughter was born. Man, I was just burnt out from the full service. Things just weren't fun anymore for me. So I was managing dental restaurants. So, man, I decided to manage these dental restaurants, and we would buy lunch on Saturdays for the staff, and I used to occasionally order for Cane's, and I loved it, man. I loved the atmosphere. I loved everything about it, and, you know, but little at that point in time, I never saw myself as a manager or a GM of a Raising Cane's, but
right.
I just knew, man, it was crazy fun, great atmosphere, loved what they did. But it wasn't until a few years later where I was ready to get back in the restaurant business, and I was looking all over the place to get back into full service, and a good friend of mine saw that I was looking for getting back in the business, and he happened to be with Cane's, and he called out. He's like, hey, man, listen, you gotta see what I'm doing. He went on for like 10 minutes. His name's Simon. And,
right.
Man, my buddy Simon Jones up in Euless, I want to give him a shout-out, because if it wasn't for him, man, I wouldn't be where I'm at today with Raising Cane's. But he told me about Cane's, and I was like, dude, I love Cane's. I love Cane's. And, you know, once I started doing some more research, doing some interviews, I realized that, man, they were a serious company looking for quality experienced GMs to become managing partners, and that,
right.
You know what? Being a managing partner with them, the money was good, if not even better than, you know, some of these full-service restaurants. So, man, Raising Cane's takes care of their people. It was the best decision I ever made at the, you know, right before my 40th birthday. So, you know, it might have taken me, you know, 15 years out of college to find my dream job, but here I am now, man, and I'm so full of life and energy, more than I've ever had with any job in my entire life.
Wow. Excellent, excellent, excellent explanation, man. And speaking of Raising Cane's, everybody, 30J K Nation, let me tell you something. I started working with Cane's around November, December of 2014, and I have never looked back since. There were some tough times, but let me tell you, most of the times, nothing but fun, nothing but people that are loving people, staff, crew, managers, cooks in charge, all that, man. Let me tell you, that's the reason why everybody hears me say, you got love in the window. Hey.
Yo, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Jason, you know what? You embody what the Cane's culture is all about, brother. Let me tell you guys, if you don't know JK, this guy comes into work every day just happy, excited about work, communicates like crazy, man, and he keeps you know, his energy is contagious, man. And as a manager, it is important for me to be contagious to the people around me. But you know what? It's
right.
Also just as important for a manager, brother, to have people around me that I can feed off as well. And, JK, right. You are one of those people, man, and you have an amazing heart, and you are just a great person that I love and care about, and bringing you on board was one of the best decisions I ever made, my brother.
Hey, thank you so much. I really appreciate you guys. Wow.
Hey, man.
I really do.
I'd like to give a little shout-out to my pops, man. You know, something you may not know about me, Jason, my parents divorced when I was really young. I have an older sister, Renee. She was raised by my mom. When my parents got divorced, I was, I think, 8, and she was 11. And they decided to just do a nice, easy split. My sister went with my mom, and I went with my dad. And, you know, it was just me and my pops, man, for years. And, man, I just can't say enough about what he's done to make me the man I am today. He worked his butt off for me. You know, we didn't have a whole lot, you know, but I always had what I needed, man. He allowed me to make mistakes. He allowed me to do things. He gave me the freedom to do what I needed to do, to make mistakes and to learn along the way, and he was always there to catch me and help me through those mistakes, man. And, you know, He's my best friend, and I love him more than anything. And the one thing my pops gave me was love, Jason. And I think that's the reason I am the way I am today, is because I was never, ever short of feeling loved and cared for in my entire life, brother.
Wow. Seriously, that is, man, I'm almost welling up right here. Julie, Maddie, and Tony, tell 30JK Nation, who are they to you?
Man, that's my life, bro. They're the reason I do everything that I do, man. Julie is my bride, man. We met when I first moved to Texas, man. I was just this New York dude with all these little tattoos. And, man, I come on and... Boy, I come in, I get a job at Grady's Waiting Tables, and she was there, and, man, it was just an instant connection. But we were kind of both on the rebound. I was 21 at the time. She was 18. And, you know, after a few months, we were just, meant to be, brother. And we got married back in 97, August of 1997,
right.
Bro. We just celebrated, man, I think, we are... 16th wedding anniversary, and but we've been together for 20 years, man. I've known her for half my life, believe it or not.
And
you know the Tony and Anthony and Madeline, you know my pride and joy there, my boy and my girl. My son's almost 13, and my little princess is about to be 7, man.
Growing up before your eyes, baby.
They do. They grow up quick, man. I'm looking at their picture right now in my office, brother.
Yeah, baby. Oh my gosh! Wow,
that's
can you believe him?
Family,
I met your family for the first time at the main event in Grapevine. My first trip with Raising Cane's, and I've enjoyed every minute of it. I've even checked out Fruit Ninja, man. Let me tell you, that's my game. I love it.
What's that?
That's
JK.
Remember that arcade game?
Which one?
There was this arcade game called Fruit Ninja, right?
Oh, absolutely, Fruit Ninja, baby. Come on.
Yeah. Right. Now, that's so classic, you just won't understand it, baby. I'm telling you.
Awesome.
So awesome. go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to apologize to, you know, your listeners. I mean, I am at work right now, so, you know, I got people walking in and out of the office needing things. So if I, you know, sound distracted for a minute, that's what's going on. So I apologize about that.
Well, I got a special surprise for you, Mr. Jeremy, and I want you to take a listen to this, and this is 30JK on Blog Talk Radio. Here we go. I'll be right back with more. Don't go far.
When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall, and in the back of my mind, I hear my conscience call, telling me I need a girl who's as sweet as a dove. For the first time in my life, I see I need love. There I was, giggling about the games that I had played with many hearts, and I'm not saying no names. Then the thought occurred, teardrops made my eyes burn, cause I said to myself, look what you've done to her. I can feel it inside, I can't explain how it feels. All I know is that I'm never dishing up the raw deal, playing make-believe, pretending that I'm true. Holding in my laugh as I say that I love you, saying I'm more, kissing you on the ear, whispering I love you and I'll always be here. Although I often reminisce, I can't believe that I found a desire for true love floating around inside my soul, because my soul is cold. One half of me deserves to be this way till I'm old, but the other half needs affection and joy, and the warmth that is created by a girl and a boy. I need love.
Destiny's hands, I can't sit and wait for my princess to arrive. I gotta struggle
struggle and fight to keep my dream alive. I search the whole world for that special girl. When I finally find you, watch our love unfurl. I need love. They go through my mind, and I've come to realize that I need true love. And if you want to give it to me, girl, make yourself seen. I'll be waiting. I love you.
What up, everybody? This is Jason Kelly on 30JK. We are going to have more fun with Jeremy DiCarlo, but first, we're going to hear from Brandon Moorbound Sutton as we pause for station identification. Go, Brandon!
Jason Kelly, Jason DiCarlo, having fun at Racing K, best chicken in the world. Yeah, that's right, Racing K knows how to make the best food in the world.
What's up? Hey, Brandon, how you doing? Happy Friday, bro.
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Thanks, man. How's everybody doing?
All right. You're on the air with Jeremy DiCarlo. Do you have a question for him?
Yeah, I got a question for him. See, I know a little bit about what he's talking about, finding a good place, you know, that kind of suits him. You know, I was pretty much supervisor for machine shops, and there was a couple places that I just didn't enjoy until I found this one, and so I kind of relate to him about having a good employees around him and you know, being in the right spot and you know, stuff like that. I know a little bit about that.
Absolutely. Brandon.
Yes.
Was that your little track that you just rolled out, man?
That's a little freestyle. I cannot. You know, you guys were raised on that old school. I was pretty much raised, you know, on pretty much everything, you know, and Jason will tell you I'm a pretty big Roger fan, you know. I have a little fun stuff like, computer love, hey,
ooh. I know the world's in a real bad way. Thank you.
Here you go.
More bones, yep.
Love it,
there you
man.
Go.
That, dude, I love that little intro. I liked what you were saying about Canes, man. That was outstanding, outstanding.
Yeah, I mean, looks like you guys have fun. If I'm ever in Texas, man, I might have to stop by.
Oh, come on, man, it's on, bro. Man, you come by, I got lunch on the house, baby.
Okay, well, you know, it might be soon. I mean, I do got some plans to go out to California and visit my mother-in-law, so I just might have to stop at Raising Cane's and hang out with you and Jason, get the party going, play that old school, maybe bring the talk box.
Let's
yeah, buddy.
Do it.
Yeah.
Hey,
well,
Jeremy.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jeremy. You want to shout out to somebody else while we still got some time left?
Oh, man, I want to shout out to all you Caniacs out there, baby. Without our loyal, man, without our loyal Caniacs out there in the Louisville, Capel area, man, we could not do what we do. And let me tell you, you guys make us so excited to come to work every day, man. So, man, we just appreciate all you do. We appreciate you letting us be in your schools, in your churches, and in your community. And we thank you so very much for allowing us to be a part of your families, as you are all a very, very, very big part of our family here at Canes.
Well, Jeremy, thank you for coming on. Thank you for having fun with us. Hey, as always, horns up, head up, keep your chin up. That's what you Blue Devils always do, all day, all night, all the time. I will see you the next time I get back for Canes.
On the flip side, Canes love, baby. Canes love.
Yeah, buddy.
Raising Canes.
Yeah, buddy. Brandon, love you, man. Keep up with the talk boxing. Take us out of here. It's a JK thing, sissy.
Yeah, Jason Kelly, Jeremy DiCarlo, Morbell. Yeah, we're out of here, that's right. Much love to Raising Kane.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a Project JKFX worldwide presentation. Horns up, head up, keep your chin up, and much love. We gone.